The numbers told the story. They always do.
He's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at Visa, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. It's all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander, Brian Ortega, in for Wyatt Tomchek, who's in for Kelly Bidlin. And ladies and gentlemen, it's hour number two on a Thursday, and that means unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberg. Oh, yeah. And it goes a little so much. Billy!
Hey.
How you doing, man?
You know, you get, just sometimes I was just saying to you off air, there's a guy from Italy outside, and he's like, you, and he's kind of accent. And he's like, I just watched Action for the third time. I live in Italy, and you and Gil are on that. And that's the show there. Oh, my God. He was, like, so excited. You know, what is that, 3 years?
You're talking about the Action Showtime documentary.
The Action documentary on Showtime. And, you know, just sometimes it just shocks me all these years later.
It's amazing.
Still people saying that, you know, coming up to me saying the same thing. He said, I really liked you on there. And then he said he didn't like the other guy, one of the other guys, I don't want to say who, you know, oh, Dave, you know. But he's like, just so cool that they mentioned that all these years. And it reaches Italy. He lives in Italy.
What's he doing hanging out at the South Point? Wow.
Looking for us.
Okay.
Yeah. No, well, he's just a cool guy.
It is amazing. And I will tell you, when Todd was here, when Todd Wishnev was prominently featured in the docuseries Action on Showtime, which has been out for, what, 5 years now, I guess?
Four. Like, we
four
filmed
years.
In 2019. So I guess it's 4 years.
4 years.
I think it came out March 2020, I think.
When Todd was out here, his friend Deanna, remember Deanna was featured. By the way, it was a really sweet part of that docuseries was Deanna worried about Todd.
Talking to her. It was really cool.
Yeah, and so she came for a weekend, and so I was walking around a casino with the two of them, and I'm not even kidding you. People walked up to them, and it's like, oh, my God, it's so great to see that you guys are still friends.
Right.
I mean, come on. Really? Right. After all these years, they remembered that?
That's amazing.
Yeah. No, yeah. I thought it was awesome.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Still out there. Action.
We got our 15 minutes plus in life.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
they,
we did.
Everyone gets their 15 minutes.
By the way, it features, I am not featured, it features Crack, it features Todd Wishnev. Kelly in Vegas was featured on there, and then, as you just mentioned, the fourth. Yeah.
But you were on there for a lot of good scenes.
Yeah, I was just the sort of to link scenes together.
Some really good scenes, and again, and thanks to you, or else I wouldn't have been on there. So thank you,
hey man,
for the introduction. But I wasn't planning to be here this week. I was planning to be in New Jersey or in back east, but I'm here, and I won't be here next week. Looking forward to some summer league that should be
yes. I got my Wembanyama tickets for Friday.
Oh, wow. There you go. Girl. I didn't know probably until, you know, they started playing and stuff. Summer League will be some really good opportunities, I think, especially early in the Summer League. I think it'll be some pretty good opportunities.
Opportunities for wagering
betting.
Opportunities.
Yeah.
Okay.
Betting. Now, you know what? Maybe because I'm just fresh out of bed here and I don't remember. I don't know the wagering landscape here. I know what it is back east. So,
in-game is available or is
what I'm
not?
Saying. I don't know.
I'm trying to remember.
I don't remember. Was available,
pre-flop
of course,
was absolutely available.
But did every casino put it up?
Like, no.
No.
Okay. Not every casino.
Yeah, I wonder if
I would
Chris
hope
put
that would
here.
Change.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Bill, as soon as I get to live in a legalized sports betting state, it's going to be a great thing.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Yeah, no.
It is. It's amazing saying that and going back to literally, I told you I was in Foxwoods making a lot of bets and then running over to Mohegan Sun making a lot of bets. That's the brands of DraftKings and FanDuel, which are very good to me at the counter. You know, it's funny. Last year at this time, they weren't – I don't want to say they weren't as good to me, but I swear I don't remember betting the amounts I was betting when I was last week or it's actually been 3 weeks now at DraftKings back east. They were taking some really good bets at the counter. So you know, it shocks me that these places differ from location to location.
Yes.
So
yes,
I'll go to the FanDuel and DraftKings in Connecticut, and I'll go to the FanDuel and DraftKings in New Jersey. What a difference! But you know what though? Everyone, I've gotten along with everyone in all four books. I tell you, really nice people I've met at the establishments, the guys that run them. It's a tough job. It's not an easy job working behind a counter, dealing with customers that are, you know, think they know everything and think, you know, it's tough. It is tough. So
proud sponsor of this show, BetMGM. Famously, BetMGM Nevada is different from the rest of BetMGM around the country. So we were talking about, you know, in the U.S. Open, I had Xander Schauffele top 10. Xander Schauffele was playing inside the top 10 for 4 days of golf, and then he managed to gack it at the end and finished in a tie for 10th, which then goes to dead heat rules. And typically, if you bet at BetMGM, BetMGM has very favorable dead heat rules.
Oh, nice.
There is no dead heat. They'll pay out ties.
Right.
As opposed to you would have lost on Xander Schauffele betting it everywhere else. So everybody's very keen advice is, oh, you should bet top 10s and top 5s in golfs at BetMGM. But guess what? BetMGM Nevada doesn't offer it.
Wow.
Only at BetMGM and the rest of the country.
You know, that's the way Caesars was with William Hill Caesars. Now that the Nevada app has changed to the nationwide app, I think that's the way it is uniformly, if that's the right word. Oh. But I'm not positive.
I'm
not positive.
Can I make two comments about the new Caesars app here? And by the way, let me just preface it by saying thank you, Caesars, for actually having a nationwide type app here in this state. But boy, is it glitchy and slow.
Oh, okay.
Like it's
the new one.
The new one. It's slow.
Really
it's
with it
slow
much.
To populate, and then it's once you're in, there's like a glitch that they have to take care of because it will stop you in the middle and read.
I noticed the baseball lines are much worse than they were. The baseball lines were 10-cent lines.
Yeah,
and you know, William Hill and South Point were like the only places that have real 10-cent lines, true 10-cent lines. It seemed like, you know, Circa starts at a 10-cent line. Westgate starts 10-cent line, but so they're the four shops out. But anyway, if you're coming to Vegas for, you know, football, baseball, that's the shops you should probably get, including also stations. Stations has some good baseball lines. So anyway, I noticed that the William Hill, well, now it's Caesars on my app now. Caesars baseball lines went to, you know, minus 110 on both sides. Very upsetting. So they have a wider line, and I like to have a lower line when I'm betting some baseball.
Speaking of things you can bet on here today, the match 8 is at the Wynn today.
Yeah.
Steph Curry and Klay Thompson versus Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
Nice.
A, would you bet it? B, are you going?
No, I'm not going. I'm not betting. I know it's here.
Yeah.
I know someone flying here for that. That's flying here just to see that. They're big golf fans.
I would more likely go than I would bet this. Yes.
Now, is there a line on?
Yes.
They do have lines on there?
They got lines. Curry and Klay, minus 260 favorites. Here it is on the screen.
It's not even on Don Best. Is it somewhere? Wow.
Splash Brothers, minus 260 favorites. And then to lead first, also Curry and Klay, minus 150 to lead first. Leader after three holes, also Steph and Klay at minus 150. And the leader after six holes, Steph and Klay, minus 190. So that makes sense mathematically. The further on you get from a minus 260 favorite, the closer it will get to that minus 260. So it all is a derivative.
Are they that much better? 260, 220.
Well, Steph is ridiculously good.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
He's outstanding. But yeah, I haven't done a deep dive analysis of Travis Kelce's short game or anything. But yeah.
Interesting.
Brian Ortega, ladies and gentlemen.
I think this is I love weird things like this. This is because I'm not as sharp as you guys. But Mahomes is pretty good. I think you guys are right. Steph Curry is the best golfer on the course here. But I think they're also sort of banking in the fact that Travis Kelce's probably really bad. So maybe that's why the lines are like that. But, I mean, I'd go – I like the to lead prop at plus 110, maybe like after the first hole. And maybe Curry and Thompson have a bad first hole. And then Mahomes goes for it for plus 110. But, yeah, this is at the Wynn. So yeah. $600 around. No
600 bucks or, 600 bucks to get in?
Yeah, $600 around if you wanted to play golf at the Wynn.
Oh, how much to get into this event, though?
I have no idea. Well, the last time they did this was invite only, but I think it was because they didn't want like a bunch of people on the. Well, actually, I think you could buy tickets for the last one, which was for
you could buy
Aaron
tickets
Rogers.
For this one too. Yeah. I know someone that bought tickets. So
yeah, they were pricey because there was a lot of people, and it was actually kind of a problem. Like people were like talking to the guys like while they're golfing, and it was kind of an unruly crowd last time they did this at the Wynn. So
I would call my guy at the Wynn to see if he can get me in there, but. I've gotten to the age now where the heat will bother me after a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't want to be out there.
You know, even though we've had a mild start to the the summer, but also even the spring. I don't think we had a 100-degree day in June, but now it's 100
degrees. It's about to happen.
Yeah, no, it's happening now.
Are you like that? Were you, when you were younger, you were able to be at,
of course.
Dude, I used to be at,
how about
a
the
pool?
Snow? Oh, our mothers used to scream at us, get in here. Like, your fingers are turning blue.
I couldn't feel my fingers. I'd still be out there.
Give me 5 minutes. Because I don't want to miss nothing.
Exact FOMO. It was total FOMO. I was like, but they're having so much fun. I don't want to miss it.
Now I hate this cold and the wind.
same thing with the heat. Like, I was the dude who could be out there from 9 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. No problem. Just sitting there basking in it. Now I'm like, get me out of here.
Yeah.
I've become my father.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and where you grew up, you had probably a hair worse than me. New York and New Jersey, you guys were, the humidity was just terrible.
The humidity.
July and August, the beginning of August, July.
The humidity we had worse than you. The winters you had worse. But the humidity in D.C. was built on a swamp. So it's nothing but mosquitoes. Like when my mom is like, oh, come visit me in the summertime, I'm like, I can't be outside. Those mosquitoes, they like ask when my flight arrives. Yeah. It's like I get destroyed by them.
I didn't know that, too, until I went to go see the Stones in Washington. At the time, that's where the Commanders were playing, right?
Okay.
But it was so bad. You warned me. Going there,
yeah.
But it was so bad. It was so humid at the stadium, and it was nighttime. It was 9 o'clock at night. It was suffering. I didn't realize that was built on a swamp until you said it.
Yeah, it's not so pleasant. So no bets on the golf tournament from Crack. I'll tell you what, we do have the betting guide that came out today, VSiN.com/subscribe. So if you made any football bets, why don't we, after the break, we'll share. In honor of the release of our betting guide at VSiN.com/subscribe, which everyone did such a bang-up job on. Really big applause for everybody who contributed to it. Out earlier than ever before here today, June 29th, for the upcoming football season. Crack has made a couple football bets. We'll find out what those are and what he's thinking about behind him. Coming up, other side, Unscripted with the Crackman, Bill Krakenberger, Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting Network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get a daily email recapping all the best bets from our show hosts and guests. You'll also get unlimited access to our VSiN.com/picks page. Sort picks by sport, matchup, event date, and more. Check the top VSiN experts leaderboard to view betting records, profit, and ROI, and see which VSiN expert has the hot hand. For VSiN Pro picks, betting splits, power ratings, plus 24/7 video access, become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Sign up now for only $19 at VSiN.com/subscribe. It's Gil Alexander, Brian Ortega in for Wyatt Tomchak, who's in for Kelly Bidlin today. Unscripted with the Crackman, Bill Krakenberger. You can follow him on Twitter at Bill Krakman with a K. Always a fascinating follow on Twitter. We're going to do this earlier with Brian Ortega. The nice thing about having Brian here, Bill, is that Brian does a podcast called Concierge Confidential. He's nice. Sort of a man about town.
Cool.
He's like the Robin Leach of today. Wouldn't you say that? Wouldn't you like the Robin Leach of
today? If I could be as famous as Robin Leach, that'd be awesome.
You're like the Mark Meltzer of today. My buddy Meltzer likes seltzer.
Thank you. So, I see Mark all the time. I don't see him all the time, but I see his tweets, him at Cosmopolitan, all the time.
Just saw him the other day at Cosmo. So Brian wanted to do this earlier. We didn't have time, but you're a perfect person to actually jump in on this. Hardest reservations to make in Vegas is top three. Go, Brian. What do you got?
All right. So we're going to start with number. We're going to go in ascending order here. So number three, there's a lot of places in town that are hard to get reservations. And there's some places that are impossible to get reservations. So this is my first one. Hell's Kitchen over at Caesar's Palace. That's the Gordon Ramsay restaurant. When I used to be a concierge, this was one of the hardest places to book. You could typically book it before 4 o'clock. Which is like who's eats
before
dinner
4 o'clock?
Who eats dinner at like 3:30? But that's how you get in. But Hell's Kitchen for normal people is actually quite hard to make reservations for, even if you do it pretty far in advance.
You've said that before, right, Bill?
I got that being now it's number two on my list, but I got that being number two. I think it's so hard to get into.
Food worth it though?
I was shocked. I was shocked. The food was actually very good. And a lot of kids want to go. Yeah, for some reason.
Because it's
my
Gordon
nieces,
Ramsay.
17, 18 year olds, they were dying to go, and I got us all in, and it was very good.
Huh. All right, number two.
All right, moving up. By the way, this is a little pro tip. Everybody goes to Hell's Kitchen to have the beef Wellington. You can just go to his steak restaurant at Paris, get the exact same thing.
Is that right?
And you can get reservations for the one at Paris, but it's just because it's Hell's Kitchen.
Wow. Beef Wellington, not rampantly on menus anywhere.
No. But for Gordon Ramsay, it's like everybody gets it. That's his signature dish.
What's that? It's like a roast, covered in dough, right?
Cooked inside of like herbs and stuff, and then also like the puff pastry on the outside.
It's outstanding. I'm hungry. What's number two?
Moving on to number two. So we talked about this in the break. We were talking about the match, which is going to be at the Wynn. This is number two because it could be 1A, 1B, essentially. But since I've been here and been able to walk in, it is Delilah's at the Wynn. I believe both of you have actually also eaten there.
Yeah.
And we all know that it's tough if you're going as a date, just to yourself and another person, where I believe, Gil, you were seated outside one of these times.
Well, so I've been four times to Delilah's. Four times. Three of which on the inside. Because I know somebody there at the Wynn, right? So I was able to sit indoors. The fourth time, didn't use that person and ended up on the outside. Matt Brown has the best story on this. Matt Brown made reservations 2 months in advance, and they sat him outside.
Oh,
like literally when they walk you down and they make the turn outside. And it really, if you end up outside, it does feel like you're a second-class citizen. It really does.
And are you out in the heat?
Well, pro tip, in the wintertime, there is no outside. So in the wintertime, if you get in there, you're always going to be inside. But in the summertime, they open up the doors. But if you're outside, you might as well not be there.
Yeah.
I will say this, though. Delilah's, the experience indoors, is unlike anything else in Vegas. It is
very cool.
Like you're transported. We've had this debate on air before, right? The decade that you're transported into.
Yep.
But it's like the Roaring 20s in there. It's phenomenal.
That's what I would say, Roaring 20s. Someone said 50s. I say no. 50s was doo-wop. This is the 20s, the swagger, the big, you know, the stage presence. By the way, it's opulent. It's a gold, marble, you know, the chandeliers and the, you know, pretty cool. It's an experience that I just never have had anywhere else. I'm sure other big places, maybe, I don't know, Miami, New York do this kind of things, L.A. L.A. has some...
They have a Delilah's, right.
But, yeah, it's really cool. It's cool to try to get in there. And
Steph and Claire are going to end up there tonight.
Yeah, so the guys from the Golden Knights ended up there on a night that I thought about going there, and I ended up going to Wacuda instead, but they ended up at Delilah's. So pro tip for Delilah's, this is important to note to go. When you walk in on, like, the top level, and then you go down the stairs. On the top level, you can have drinks. It's a lounge. They do not serve the full menu. You have to go downstairs where they have the other bar, which you can dine at that bar. Also, if you are a couple, that's probably your best way of – this isn't the best way of doing it, but – you can dine at the bar. That's probably the best for smaller groups, is to dine at the bar rather than trying to make a reservation, because unless you know a guy like Bill does, it's really hard to get a reservation here for sure. But very, very beautiful place.
It's going to be loud. So if indoor, you know, if loud noise, music and not music, non-music loud noise bothers you, it's also not the place for you. But if you're down with it, and there are breaks to the music as well, it's a unique experience for sure.
I don't like when it's loud in restaurants. Well, music-wise, and I can't talk, I can't hear each other.
Yeah, it makes for a little awkward.
Besides, I mean, I do go to the Italian-American Club, and it's loud. They have loud live music. But I don't like, typically, I don't like loud, like STK, I can't go to.
Oh, STK
that was one and done
so
for me.
So loud.
Maybe twice. I went twice.
Yes.
It's so loud. I actually don't even get that experience.
It's funny you brought up that, because that's if someone said to me, what's the one restaurant you associate with loud noise inside? Yeah. STK would have been my answer.
That's it.
At Cosmo.
Yeah.
Delilah's, though, you spend most of the time talking in somebody's ear. It's that loud.
Yeah.
If you're trying to talk.
Sure. So we're now drum roll for number one.
Drum roll.
Oh, drum roll for number one. This is actually hilarious because Gil goes here all the time. This is Carbone at Aria. This is the only place.
This is shocking. I didn't know that was that hard.
It's very difficult. So making reservations as a concierge for this place was never able to do it. It was like essentially impossible. And we had direct phone numbers to Carbone. Because nowadays when you call hotels,
that's right.
It's really important to note. If you call a hotel, they will have a reservation system that they look at the reservations. You don't want to talk to those people. You want to talk directly to the hostesses if you can. So I recommend if you're coming to Vegas and you're staying in a hotel, that if you really want to go to a place that's hard to get into, if you can walk up to the hostess, they typically get there about 3 o'clock, 3:30. They will typically be able to find a reservation somewhere. Sometimes. This is typically, you kind of have to know people. Not know people, but know how to work the system. But that's a way to do it. But anyways, Carbone has been the only place where I walked up, and I even said, I'm just going to have a drink at the bar. That's usually how I get into some of these places. And they said, oh, no, like you need a res for that as well. And I'm like,
That's the move, though. You're right. Go to the bar, have a drink there, and you can squeeze in. Same. By the way, I've seen people do that on Delilah's multiple times. Go to the bar down there, then the bar downstairs, and you can eat downstairs at the bar too. Am I right?
Oh yeah, that's how I do it. Yeah,
that's usually the move. You know, I'm reading something here. I've never been to Carbone, but this is Carbone, New York. Exceptionally good service, average food, and brutally, it says, expensive prices.
It is pricey.
I'm going to step in and say, let me just tell you this. It is my favorite restaurant anywhere, any city.
The Vegas location.
The Vegas location.
Okay, good.
It's the best food. I would disagree with the food assessment. It's the best food, best atmosphere. It's Motown till about 10 p.m. That's what they play musically. Same Motown mixtape that they got going till 10 p.m. Then it goes to hip-hop late night.
You can keep that.
And that was a great pro tip from Brian, which is, yes, talk to your best shot at getting in is to talk to the hostesses. And also, like, if you're not somebody who, you know, is there, you know, often, when you go to the hostesses, do one of those things where I've seen people do this too, where they lie. They'll be like, yeah, you know, I was here months ago and you were so nice to me. I was just wondering if there was anything like this. Now, they don't remember you. Not only that, you're lying about it, right? These are how some people do it. And they will bend over backwards to help you out, typically. Now, that doesn't work all the time. In Carbone, it might not be a good good rate of that working out. But that to me, is the greatest place on earth.
Yep. You could also do the my friend's waiting at the bar and just blow right past them if it's, like, that big of a problem. But
that won't work at Carbone.
No,
it's
pretty tough because I believe theirs is very small. But just so you know, that is, like, one of the number one places other than Delilah's where you find Instagram models, celebrities, and all the bottle service girls, if they're not working bottle service, they are at Carbone, Delilah's, or Lenita, which is actually in Summerlin. But that has nothing to do
with
that.
What is Lenita? What is that?
It's it's a Latin bar in concept, but very, very industry. Lots of, like, nightclub people, lots of day club people. Everybody you've ever seen on Instagram, at least my Instagram, they're all there. They're all hanging out the same places with the same people.
Yeah, Warriors won a title. They end up at Carbone. After the parade in Oakland, they'll end up at Carbone also here. It's the greatest, man.
Does money work there, Gil? Does, like, you know, folded up $20 bills work?
I don't need any of that there.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's my greatest flex in town.
Oh, wow.
Is I just, yeah.
Okay.
They know me.
All right, let me know when we're going.
Okay. Anytime you want.
I do recommend that people, the hostesses, if you still, like, want to tip them, be like, hey, you know, it's a special occasion. Can I get a view? Like, if you do that, the fountains or something, that sometimes works still. So
there's a restaurant at Cosmo like that. I just can't, the Italian restaurant. Beautiful views of the fountains there. What is that restaurant?
Scarpetta.
Scarpetta.
Yeah.
Love it. Nice. We've talked about this multiple Mario times. Scarpetta is fantastic.
Yeah. Really cool views there, though, of the fountains. It's good seats.
Went there with Dr. Bob last time he was in town. First time I'd ever been there. So one restaurant in Cosmo I'd never been to before. It was good. It's good. I mean, ain't no Carbone, but, you know. anytime you want, Billy, I'm your guy.
Okay, good.
Bill Krakenberger. Maybe I can return a favor for him one day. We'll come back. Bill's football plays and more. Unscripted with the Crack Man, Bill Krakenberger. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit Visa.com to check the current betting splits data.
Splitting bets!
Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? Betting Splits Page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting Splits, yet another way that Visa is here to make you smarter, better year-round. Check them out, all of today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. We get tweets at Beating the Book, a whole bunch of these. Let me rifle through these, commenting on the things we talked about today. Xavier82 at Damn, Xavier82. Gil, here's a quick list of more popular, well-known A24 films over the years, and two that I love and recommend. Room, Ex Machina, The Disaster Artist, Uncut Gems, Hereditary. He says The Witch? Anna Taylor-Joy, Green Room. He likes those two last ones. Jesse Welch, that was an absolutely incredible breakdown of Gilbert by Paul Sporer. Hats off to you, sir. Yes, it was. Russell Smith, just saw this. Any thoughts? Carolyn Wozniacki is making a comeback in tennis. My only thought is I'll miss her her smoky voice on Tennis Channel broadcast. Loved her voice. Mike Alvarez, oh, how do you forget about one of my favorite Dodgers of all time with the four-homer game? Yes, Sean Green on the leaflet, baby. Giddy, how you forget my friend's son, Shawnee? He's imitating my mom's voice. I love it. Mike Alvarez, great tweeter. Jordan Pagel, action was the thing that really got me interested in sports betting.
Oh, cool.
Talking about the Showtime docuseries Action that Bill was featured in. Think it would be awesome if they did a follow-up doc now that betting has become so much more popular. Elvis Toast Patterson, you being a professional better, Bill, if you ran a sports book, would you run it like Five Dimes? Not the old Five Dimes. Let's put it that way.
Five Dimes, the one that the guy got killed and yes. ended up in a graveyard?
Correct. Right? That's the one. Yes. Klee Picks. Gil, awesome. You both brought you both were on Action. Rewatched again the other day. Two of my favorite scenes on the show is the ending of episode 3 with Crackman's monologue with Suspicious Minds in the background, and the second with Crackman with his 900 prop bets at the DK Sportsbook at Resorts in AC.
Oh, yeah.
While the fourth person, we don't mention his name, loses again and goes, I only lose when the cameras are here. Sure,
that's
Dave.
What he said.
He says, sure, Dave, sure. Wish they made another season.
Here. Thank you.
Yeah, he said, wish they made another season on that. Tim Schaefer saying to Ortega, give up Gil's sushi spot. Ortega doesn't know my sushi spot. Touchdown Jay's, excellent restaurant review, but my audio got cut off when you mentioned the sushi restaurant name. I didn't see that coming. Robert Busick, can I drop your name at Carbone's and get in? No, don't do that. John Balducci, I do try a new restaurant each time I'm in town. Still, nothing beats Andiamo. Great steaks. Shout out to Derek Stevens and the Circuit Crew. Andiamo's.
One of the places I really like, too. You're right.
Barry's
right.
gets all the hype.
Yep.
I still say Andiamo's steak is the best.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
It's funny. When I go to Andiamo, I didn't have the steak yet. I've had some other dishes there, seafood dish. And, excellent. Excellent.
J&J Watering Hole. If you're still looking for Kelly Bidlin, I ran into him on a real heater playing Sigma Derby at the D Saturday night. May check. He's possibly still there. Good to meet Kelly. Any recommendations on sushi spots from JW, Dave Dwyer? Okay. On and on. Appreciate that. What does Dave say? Oh, I'm not going to read that. Okay. So appreciate all the tweets on all that. You, in honor of the VSiN Pro Betting Guide, where it's out today, VSiN.com/subscribe, our Pro Football Betting Guide, which is out earlier than ever before. Picks abound. Deep dive analysis abound in the VSiN Pro Football Betting Guide. You've actually made some pre-flop.
Yeah, you asked about some football things and some picks, which, you know, I always say is it really doesn't pay to give out. But I'm going to, you know, because no matter what you do, it's not good enough. And what have you done for me lately?
So, of course.
But some season-long bets I made. Listen, I don't even recommend these for my guys at Crack Wins because who wants to tie up money for 8 months? You know, now, granted, if your ROI is what my ROI has been on props, see, for my lifetime in the NFL, destroying it, then it's, you know, it's worth it unless you're getting some ridiculous amount of, you know, return on investment with your, whatever you do with your money. I'm going to just tell you, like, rushing yards on a lot of the players, I'll bet unders on. I'm an under guy. I don't like betting overs yet this year I bet a couple overs. But, you know, I bet 90% unders. And what I mean is, like, I'll bet, like, an Acres under for the season. This is a real bet, by the way. So you have to tie up your money for the 8 months, maybe 7 months now, 7 months. But I like the unders. There's a built-in advantage to betting unders. You guys probably realize what I'm getting at here. If you really want the player to miss one game or two, I mean, I don't want no one to get their leg broken, but I wouldn't mind. But your unders, you have a built-in advantage of because they may miss a game or two or even more than that. So that alone is going to make you, have a big advantage at the bets. But actually, I like the bets, even if they play their full slate of games. Yeah. So
I should also just interject, because we haven't made this point in a long time, and I shouldn't assume that everybody listening has been betting forever. So for new bettors, you know, what I affectionately say, it's betting against human achievement is what when you bet unders. And the way that our brains are wired for overs and, you know, in a basketball game and in a single basketball game, the brain's wired for achievement. We like to see achievement. We like to see games getting over. That means more baskets. We like to see players for a full season doing big things. And so the betting markets are, if not shaded already that way, they will get there as bets roll in. And so blanket speaking wise, you will do well to have the instinct to bet under on a lot of these.
Thank you. That you're right. There's some implied odds there of the human public, wanting to watch things and rooting for over and their favorite players to, you know, break records.
We're wired for optimism.
We're wired, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there's going to be a lot of guys like that, unders, especially, you know, like I said, these rushing guys. So, Acres is one of them that I bet under on. See, you know what? Something else I'm not thinking, because, I guess, again, too close to the sun. Some people most people that listen to this show will understand because they have the DraftKings and the FanDuels of the world. But some people may not even have that type of market to bet season-long player props, unders, and overs. And that's mostly where the FanDuels and DraftKings are because I don't think we have a place in town here that we can bet something like this.
I don't think we do.
It's 5 years later, and you think we would, but I don't think we do. I don't think we do, and I'm surprised you don't because the books like putting up things where you have 6 months to collect your money. Especially if you're betting tickets, maybe you forget your tickets, you misplace them, put them somewhere, you know, or like I always say, you pass away.
Cam Akers of the Rams under.
Akers.
Yeah.
How about let's go to Montgomery under. Now, this is, again, I bet these at a number of like 800.5. It's 755.5. And I would still say that these bets are worth a play. I'll give a perfect example. Pollard. Pollard is going to be one of the more favorable guys. Everyone likes, you know, Pollard is a big, big name for people. Under 1,100, but yet now it's 1,050.5, and I'd probably still make a bet at 1,050.5. So under on a couple of these rushers, but then I'm going to go even to some fan favorites. You know, fans love like Hurts. They love Hurts. So I'm going to even say quarterback under. You're looking for him to be out one game or two. Trust me. That's what really
– under on passing yards for Jalen
under passing
Hurts.
Yards, 3750 on Hurts. I'll even say Russell Wilson. Let's go Wilson under 3,800 yards. Another guy. Give you one more really strong one. This is a strong one. You could still probably find this too. I've seen this at DraftKings. I bet it at DraftKings multiple times. This was available, and yet this was only available in the Jersey market, not the Connecticut market for some weird reason. Sacks, Floyd under 8.25 sacks. But now the ones that people always want, you know, people want to hear about and people want to know about are like season wins and stuff. You know, I bet stuff that's obtainable only here in Vegas, so it's really not fair to give them out to everyone because the lines move, you know. But I will tell you, same thing there. You're waiting 6 months, 7 months to get your money back. The sharp guys are on the Cowboys this year. Cowboys to win the NFC. Cowboys over season wins, and I noticed also Atlanta. Atlanta, two different sharp groups I know on Atlanta to win the division. Season wins over. So there's a couple things for you guys to
My Cowboys take was wait till after the first four games of the season, then go under on them. That was my
season coming up.
Because if they get off to a good start, because they have schedules a little favorable early on, if they go 3-1, adjusted season win total. By the way, that's the thing about season win totals. Again, I did a whole thing about how pre-flop alternate season win totals is the way to go. And I have the Giants under 5.5 at +275 as a recommendation in the NFC East. But once the season starts, this is the beauty now, is that we do have adjusted season win totals available on a week-to-week basis. Shops like DraftKings do that. It used to be, back in the day, for those who listen to the Beating the Book podcast and the Betting Dork podcast, and even this show years ago, I used to talk about this. The best betting vehicle I knew was this off-the-grid stock market-like thing that I used to bet into. This started at Lehman Brothers, in the back rooms of Lehman Brothers.
Wow.
And that was something I bet heavily year to year to year. And now it's all in the open. All it was adjusted season win totals. But for them, because they're Wall Street guys, they had a buy price and a sell price.
Oh, wow.
Like it was a really sharp market. It was awesome. Won it 1 year, had the best numbers 1 year, and then was towards the bottom another year. It was amazing year after year. They did for college as well. We'll wrap things up. Bill Krakenberger, Unscripted with the Crackman, right here on The Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Next.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashing the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits, like bonus bets and bet insurance tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions
Terms apply. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's Gil Alexander. We got tweets. Just want to read a couple more here at Beating the Book. This is from DP. He said, is Oscars very good? I assume he's talking about Oscars over at the Plaza downtown, which is a Bill 80s spot.
Oh, Oscars at the Plaza.
Yeah, like Oscar Goodman's spot. Blood. Let me tell you something. The burger there might be the greatest burger I've ever had in my life.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
It's up there.
I'm gonna go try it.
It's tremendous.
They just opened a new patio.
Nice.
Oh, did they?
They built a new patio and they built all the new front area where the bar is and the valet. They now have an outdoor patio space.
Brian knows everything, man.
Oh.
Man about town.
Thank you.
Dale Bob. I'm all over the Dolphins to win the AFC East and AFC champs. When Tua inevitably gets hurt, the great Mike Gawaida will lead them to glory. That's awesome. Chrissy Andrews' story on Mike Gawaida. All right, Bill. What's new with
a couple
you?
Things. Well, Steve in Vegas just texted, just put a tweet out there. You know why I don't want to get into that story? We're friends with Derek. Who wants to talk about, you know, like, who wants to make it seem like that's a foolish thing? But I will tell you this. I know an executive on the Strip, high executive, and he said, Bill, you don't even know what happened to us. It hasn't made press, and it's not going to make press, and I'm not going to reveal the casino. He said, this same group targeted us. They spoofed the guy in charge, his phone. So in other words, when it says that, you know, someone will call Gil and you'll think it's me. It'll say Bill Krakenberger calling, and it's not.
Hmm.
But your phone will say Bill Krakenberger. These guys that know how to do this, and there's apps and stuff that I guess you know they sell to do this, real nice. And they'll think that I'm calling you, Gil. Can you bring me down? You know, 100,000 from the cage, whatever it may be. It happened to them on the Strip, but they caught it in time with this same group. So this wasn't just one place targeted. They've targeted many casinos trying to do this thing with the spoof. So,
and maybe not necessarily this group, but people have been successful doing this before. Yeah.
You know, it's unfortunate. But let me just tell you something that happened to me. I wanted to tell you guys last week. So I go to a couple casinos a week and play my video poker because they give me certain deals. If there's a bonus involved or something, I'm not looking to go pick up a knife set. I'm not one of those people that go and stand online for a $4 knife set and lose $300 and $500 gambling, which people do like crazy. You can give away anything, and people will stand online for because of the word
set.
Free.
A knife set.
But, however, I do have some places that give me lots of money to play every week. And one of them I went to, and I was playing two machines, $50 a hand, a 10-play, a dollar, 10-play machine. I was playing one, $50 a hand, and I hit a hand pay, which is $1,200 or more, and a $2,000 hand pay. I went to the next casino, the next machine to play as I'm getting the hand pay, and I was playing that machine, and they came over to pay me on the hand pay. So I moved back to that machine, left credit, it was $1,000 credit in that machine, put two bottles of water in front of it, right? It's right next to me. It's not like it's some, you know. And a hustler.
Oh, boy.
Flea.
Oh, boy.
Comes by. And you could see by the way he carried himself and the way he just, you know, you could see he was dirty. He was just a hustler. He's just a guy that shouldn't even be in the casino. Probably a vagrant, this particular person was. He goes by, he stares at the machine. I'm getting hand pay at the next machine, but that's my money in there, my bottles of water. And he goes and looks over it, and I give him eyes, too. I looked at him to make sure he knows that that's my machine. Walks about 5 feet to the right. I get the hand pay, and they're resetting the machine. And I keep the money in that machine because I said I wanted to play out the rest of the credits on the hand pay machine, and I kept the money in that machine. This guy comes over and starts screaming at me. What do you think? You're a big shot?
Screaming at you.
Yeah. You think you're a big shot? Getting paid there? You can leave the money there so someone like me thinks that's free money? I said, buddy.
So someone like me thinks that's free money.
What are you talking? I really didn't. At first, I didn't understand what he was talking about.
But that says everything
then
right there.
I said, buddy, I was getting a hand pay there. I didn't say nothing to you. I said, come on. Move along. Now, meanwhile, about 6'2", lanky guy. You know what I mean? Like, you know, lanky. You could see he could probably hold his own. you know, maybe 40, 45 years old.
You were assessing the situation.
Sure, because I know those type of guys, what can happen. You don't want to let distance get in there. I have to tackle him and slam his head into the machine. I know what I got to do.
Pays to know Teddy Atlas and the tactics.
No, you can't let distance get in. I'm no tough guy. Trust me. I have palm olive hands. But I got, you know, a couple pounds behind me, too, to throw you over. So anyway, he comes back again and starts with me. Now I get mad. Now I go off. F-bombs everything. I'm cursing him out. I'm telling him to get away from me. I said, listen, I am going to tackle you and smash your head in the machine.
When was this?
This was a couple weeks ago.
Oh. Yeah.
Don't worry. At the end of all this story, because now the guy knows that I came back a little bit. Now he backs off a little bit, but he's still cursing and saying, you guys think you're so big. I don't know what he was. He just you know, the mental problem in places like Las Vegas is real.
You think?
Everywhere, but I'm just saying. So, bottom line, Bill Krakenberger was the bad guy when this was all over.
They came down on you?
I call over a slot attendant, security. There's no one in there. Finally, they send over a security guard. I'm not going to tell you how hard it was for. I said, listen, you got to get this guy out of here. Well, just look at this guy. He's still standing over. You got to get this guy. He goes, we can't. I can't just get him out of here based on what you're saying. We have to go back at the tapes and look at it. I said, look at him. Look at me. I'm playing $50 a hand, two machines here. This guy's a hustler. Look at him. He's hustling. I'm telling you what he did. He came over, tried to take my money.
Bill said, look at him. That's not
gonna
work.
I said, look. And now, literally, they call over the another security guard. They had to assess the situation. And the guy just starts cursing and leaving because I'm sure he's got records and he doesn't want to get his ID taken or whatever it may be. And the shift manager comes over. And I'm like furious. What do you mean you can't throw him out? Here's the bottom line. The criminals know that they have much more leeway now at the end of here, in 2023. They know that they have much more leeway to being thrown out, it's a shame. It really is that they actually are. Now, how many people just take their money out and are intimidated and maybe don't come back to that casino?
More than 50%,
you know,
for sure.
I mean, don't say a word.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing that. I let him go at first. I was actually pretty nice to him. I figured, no, buddy, that's mine. I called him buddy. And it's just a shame at the end, the shift manager actually threatened to throw me out.
Really?
Now I cursed. Listen, when you curse, you're wrong. That makes you wrong instantly.
Because until now, you didn't really have me because I was like, I get the casino's position. They can't just throw out anybody willy-nilly.
Guess not.
But
he was like,
but they wanted
like, well,
to throw you out.
Insulting my security guard saying, I said, buddy, it took 10 minutes. It could have been an assassination over here. Where were your security guards at?
Why'd they want to throw you out?
Because he didn't like the way I talked about his security guards. So he's like, and I was like, listen. I come here under an executive, a big executive here. Here's his name. He goes, don't name drop me. I said, go F yourself. Seriously, go F yourself, please. He goes, well, go cash your tickets out and I'm going to walk you to the door. I said, please do it. I dare you to do it. I want you to do it. I went crazy on the guy. Now, of course.
He didn't do it, did he?
No.
Yeah.
No. But now listen, I don't want the guy fired. I didn't mention his name or anything. I did tell that exec. He was the executive. He was furious. He said, it's a problem we have here. It's a problem we have. We have problems with certain things like this. So it's just amazing now. This is the second time now. You don't remember. A year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, I was in resorts in Atlantic City. I was on this show talking about this too. I was trying to break up a fight between two guys, a young guy and an older man. The guy was 75. This guy was 30.
Yeah.
And the security came over and started yelling at me. I was like, because I was grabbing. I actually grabbed the 30-year-old guy. Was gonna maybe the 75-year-old guy was in the wrong. By the way, I'm just not gonna have. That's not gonna happen in front of me. Now, I am wrong though. Just mind your own business, Bill, and stay in your own lane. I guess. I just can't help it. I've just tried to. I always try to help the average guy, the underdog. I'm an underdog guy. I'm the guy that roots for the bad guys in the movies. I don't know. Whatever.
This is a bit of apples and oranges, but it reminds me of my guy. And I know a guy who worked at a CVS in San Francisco. I might have said this on air before. And someone shoplifted, and he went out and chased the guy. And CVS fired him. That's
like,
we don't need that kind
it's
of
It's like a lady. I seen an older lady and worked in like a 7-Eleven or a Circle K, I think it was.
Yeah.
And same thing. She grabbed the guy, and now she's the one that got fired. She grabbed a young male. She's an older lady, but she grabbed him his arm for stealing something. Not only did she get fired, they're actually suing her. So it's amazing.
Bill Krakenberger, ladies and gentlemen.
What a time we're
unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. The guide is out. VSiN.com/subscribe. Thanks to everybody who've been on the show this week talking about it. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. Lombardi Line, sure, he'll have much to say about it. That's next right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Enjoy.